Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Okay, good. We're live. Hello, hello, everybody. I hope y'all are doing well. We have Heidi Brahm. Am I saying that right? Brahm, yeah. Or is it Brahm? Brahm?
Yeah, you're right. Heidi Brahm.
Okay, Heidi Brahm. We have Heidi visiting with us today, and I'm so excited to introduce you guys to her. She is a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mom of four girls. She's from Northern Wisconsin. She is married to her high school sweetheart, which is amazing. I love stories like that. His name is Ben, and they've been together for 23 years. That's awesome. She is the host of her podcast called Covered Beloved, and her mission is to infuse faith-based truths, transformational thinking, and holistic living into your motherhood journey, which is amazing because we have a lot of mamas in here that love that kind of just the holistic living and stuff. So you're going to fit right in. And she loves to just encourage and empower women to stop going through the motions and live a more fulfilled life. So I'm super, super excited to have you on here, Heidi. Feel free to, I know I just covered a lot, but feel free to introduce yourself and add anything else that you'd like to add on.
Yeah, you did a fantastic job. I'm just all about everything health and wholeness. And we have four girls, which is always exciting and interesting on any given day. We have a broad range. So we have 18 all the way down to four. Sometimes it feels like we're raising two different families, but that's always a joy and an adventure. Just, you know, each one is in a different stage. And yeah, my husband and I, we've been together we'll be celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary this June, but we'll have been together 24 years. And
wow.
We started dating in high school. We actually have known each other since kindergarten. He was the curly haired boy on the bus, and now I have girls with naturally curly hair, and it's just amazing. It's like God had our story planned out for us. So it's going good. Yeah.
That is awesome. especially because I don't want to ask your age or anything, but you look so young. And so it's amazing to me that like 23 years is crazy. That's amazing. Like, yeah. And I love it because, I mean, couples, especially, I guess, in our younger generation, it's so sad. You really don't hear of them lasting, you know, having marriages that last that long. So that's pretty amazing. Love it.
I don't mind sharing my age. I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 1980. So. And we both were born in 1980. So
nice. Awesome. Cool. Okay. Well, I know that we kind of have a lot to cover, especially because we're going to talk about at the end of this, we're going to talk about an awesome giveaway you and I have decided to collaborate with. And so we're going to gift that away. You'll be doing something pretty special for the person who wins that. And we'll talk about all of those details later. But I feel like in order to even introduce that giveaway, we have to kind of talk about your journey, like in how you decided to help people. So I would love to know more about, I guess if you want to start with what you're doing now, and then maybe even tell us a little bit of the backstory, like what even encouraged you or inspired you to go into the direction that you are in when it comes to business and helping others.
Yeah, that's a good, it's like, what direction am I going in? Sometimes it's like, I know all these pieces fit together somehow. So I would say, I guess I'll just kind of start with my story that I grew up, you know, pretty normal childhood. My parents separated when I was 9, and that kind of split my world apart. And that was the time that I really started to use food as a way to comfort. Food in my home was easily modeled as like abused, and there's like this whole thing about food. My family is super unhealthy. and it wasn't hard for us all to just kind of turn to food for comfort. So as a young child, I struggled with my weight. I struggled with my emotional, like, how do I handle my emotions? And that kind of, it led me to gain weight. And so throughout school, I had that experience of growing up overweight. And then in high school, when I just kind of, I guess, felt more like in control of my decisions and was able to purchase my own food after getting a job. And so I had lost some weight in high school. And then when my husband and I moved out together, you know, we purchased cheaper food, canned food, box food, and fast food. And so we kind of gained weight together. And it was like, oh my goodness, happened really quickly. And so we kind of realized what we were doing, made some healthier choices. So we lost weight. And then we got married and I had my first baby. So I like gained weight and then I lost it, had our second baby, gained weight, lost it. And then I started working at a nutrition and chiropractic clinic and that completely changed my life. This was about 10, 12 years ago. And I learned a ton about nutrition and I learned so much about my body, what my body likes, what my body doesn't like. And through that work that I did at the clinic, actually, it was specifically in weight loss and patient advocacy, I learned just a ton. And then I got pregnant again. So my weight went up again and then I lost it and then I got pregnant again. And so I feel like I've lost and gained the same like 40 to 60 pounds several times in my life. And when I was working at the nutrition chiropractic clinic, I was doing all the nutritional things, but I was still like hitting a block physically because I wasn't able to keep the weight off. There was every time I would get tested, like you're emotionally blocked, they would say. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, how do I unblock my emotions? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just by me sharing my story, you can kind of see where it goes back to that younger child of not being able to express with my feelings or know how to handle my emotions or have someone help me through that in a healthy way. That's where I landed today. Because in 2020 like gave us this most precious gift, like whether you even realize it or not, it unveiled to us like who we are at the core when everything falls apart around us. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that revealed us still a lot of deep buried connection to food, soothing with, you know, emotional upheaval, stress, unknown, fear, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's how I made it through 2020 was with lattes and muffins. And I gained 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my goodness, like I'm over 40. Like, how is this still happening? How have I not figured this out by now? And so that's how I've been able to combine. Well, anyway, God is so amazing. Let's just say that he's my redeemer. And through everything he taught me and I've learned, and he's just like, okay, here, let's look at this together. I've been able to look at holistically what physical, like body, spirit, soul, how they all interconnect. And we can't just work on one and not the other. It has to be holistic and all pieces working together. And in 2021, I was actually introduced to a form of inner healing called prophetic heart healing. And it was that really just kind of changed my heart and how I thought and exposed the lies that I was believing with emotions and food. And I've been on a path in helping others get healthy with their mindset and emotional resiliency and physical weight. And so that's kind of where I'm at today, healing from the inside out, but just having it all work together in a clean, holistic way.
That's awesome. And you and I had talked about that whenever, you know, we were talking about your inner healing, because you had done a gift away in your group. And I really got to thinking about that just even in my life. And it did like encourage me to kind of ask those questions for myself. Like, what is even for, so with me, it's more about just like, I don't feel inspired. I don't like, I will work out for a little bit and then I just like, just momentum stops. And it's like this constant, like you were talking about kind of up and down with weight for you. For me, it's kind of like a up and down with just wanting to be healthy. And I have like, my health coach has like walked me through my block, and it is amazing how that really is. I mean, and she had let me know before she worked with me, like, if you don't get to the block and you don't get to the center of what's stopping you, like, this isn't going to work. And I can't work with you unless we get to that. And she's also a, you know, faith-based coach. So yeah, it there's so much truth to that. And I think that's with anything. If you think about anything in your life that, you know, you keep hitting a wall with, you know, whether it's business or health, I think health is huge. I mean, people just don't want to be healthy.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that, because that's super insightful, especially as we get into like, you know, what it is that this inner healing is. And I guess if you wouldn't mind going through with us, like, what, as you've like learned, like, on, you know, on your journey, and then even just, you know, going through your own inner healing, how is it important, and what is that importance of getting that healing when it comes to our body image in dieting? Could you go into that just a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do physically to help make ourselves or position ourselves to be healthier. And it's when we see the patterns over and over again, and it's, you know, the same things I dealt with in my teens, I dealt with in my 20s and in my 30s and now into my 40s. And so it's like, okay, what is the root cause of this? Because it's not the weight, right? That's just the symptom. There's something else underneath here underlying that we need to get at if we want this health change to actually stick over time. And so that was something I would even see working at the clinic. I helped over 100 people lose over thousands of pounds. And it was just, I had some people keep coming back. And so they're not dealing with that emotional piece, the lies that you're believing about who you are and whose you are and what role food has played in your life, right? Looking at inner healing, I can just speak to how powerful one session can be, because what might take you 2 years physically, like, Jesus can just break the chains on in an hour.
Amen.
And it's like no longer a problem for you. And you're like, how is this even possible? That what I used to think before, like, I can come out of this session and be just do a complete 180, right? And we go through, so in a inner healing session, it's really just the application of the crucified and resurrected life of Jesus and his blood to the parts of our heart that didn't fully get the message when we first received Jesus as Savior, right? It's not working for your salvation. It's the working out of your salvation, because some of this stuff goes really deep in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And even Paul writes in Philippians 2:12, I have this verse. He says, therefore, my dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. And that word fear, the words fear and trembling in the Greek translate to respect and reverence and humility, right? So it's with respect and reverence and humility that we're working out our salvation. And that word work out means to continually work to bring something to completion or fruition. And so it's a process. And inner healing is just a tool that we use to partner with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, like all the three beings, right? with the Lord, from a posture of like full abandonment and surrender in him, to renew our minds, to step into breakthrough and that lasting freedom. And so I really just encourage people. Well, first of all, I still receive inner healing as much as I can, because I don't want anything holding me back. I don't want anything blocking me. And the Lord has shown me in sessions how, so, okay, some people like see things, some people feel things, some people hear, some people just know. And so however the Lord speaks to you, that comes out in these sessions. And so for me, I will, you know, hear that small, still voice. I will just have a knowing. I like have all, you know, I get all the experiences. And he showed me during one of my sessions, I didn't realize I was struggling with this. I thought I had overcome a lot of this, but apparently perfectionism and people pleasing and performance were coming up in this particular session I was in. And he was showing me how those three things were blocking. I saw these boxes. First of all, I saw my heart, and then I saw lines of boxes in my heart, and there was locks on them. And he unlocked a couple of them for me, and there was peace and joy in them. But he's like, the rest of them are locked. Like, you're blocked from receiving what's in there. You have the keys, right? You have the keys to the kingdom. You have it in you, but they're blocking what I'm trying to give you because of this other stuff in the way, this perfection, people pleasing performance, the things that stop you from moving forward, the things that stop you from obeying what I'm asking you to do, fear of what other people are going to think about you. So it's little things like that we don't even realize is holding us back from receiving the fullness of what Christ died for us for, right? Yeah. It's already ours. The victory is already ours. It's just that walking of it out and actually seeing it play out in the natural, that healing from the inside out. So just that breaking free from lies, strongholds, limiting beliefs. I just facilitated a session not too long ago where the person that was receiving, at the beginning, I pray before my sessions and I ask the Lord, what do you want this person to know? What is on your heart for them? Is there, you know, anything about their destiny, purpose, or anything? The whole point of an inner healing session is to encourage, uplift, and exhort people, and to comfort, right? To create a safe space for them to meet with the Lord and to hear what God has to tell them. Like, they actually get to hear it from him in their hearts, and that changes everything. So what I had heard for this person receiving before the session was that she was God's crowned jewel. And so I was opening the session and praying that over her. And as we were getting started, she's like, you know, when you were saying that, I didn't really believe it. Like, it didn't really connect with me. And I'm like, okay, well, let's ask Jesus about that. Like, let's bring that into this session today and ask him about that. And he just did a miraculous work during the session. Like, I receive just as much from these sessions when I get to facilitate as the person receiving, because I get to see what God does. And by the end, he not only had given her a crown, like, he put a crown on her head, he gave her a ring, like, it was all about, like, marriage and these jewels, and he gave her rubies and diamonds for her crown and her ring. And she's like, and at the end, we make declarations, you know, I decree and declare that I am the Lord's crown jewel. And I'm like, how does that feel when you say that? And she's like, I love it. And she, like, received, right, throughout the break, there was repentance, forgiveness. We walked through a couple steps in her session. But by the end, she had shifted, done a complete 180. And now she's like, oh yes, I am his crown jewel. Wow. And it's like one session, you know, whereas you could try and struggle with this for years and years and years. And thought, I'm not worthy, or I'm not good enough, or I've done so many things wrong. And in one session, it's like, oh, now I believe it. And you walk out of that session a different person because you've heard the Lord speak over you what he has for you. And it's just amazing.
That is amazing. Like, I teared up because, you know, when I think about myself, obviously. So when I say this, I'm not saying I'm excluded from this, but when I think about women in general, like, that is such a huge problem that we don't understand how valuable we are. And I think that does sadly start when we're children, whether it's dysfunctional parents or even just in schooling being bullied, you know, just different family members, or, you know, there could be so many different reasons. It's not always just parents, you know, but it does start when we're younger. And I love that doing something like inner healing can bring about some of that, not to hurt us, but just to even remind us that God was there and he can redeem us from those painful places and those painful blocks. Because even when you were sharing the story about how you saw a heart and then you saw the three different, boxes, it's like, I felt that, like, I feel that, because it's like, I know that there are things in my life that I know that there's a block around them. I know that there's something that needs to be released. I mean, and I know I can't be the only one, you know, I know that you're not the only one, and the person that you just helped is not the only one. And it's a common thing. And I think women need to not be afraid of that. And so I love that you offer these sessions, as it's kind of just a part of your program, because it's a part of your actual program, right? And then I know you do it separately also. And I think that's so important to, even when you're getting into the nitty gritty of health and why, I mean, it's hard. My husband and I talk about it all the time. Like, it's hard to, his problem, sugar. I mean, it's hard to stay away from these things. And we started recognizing the times we really want sugar. And it is, it's a time when you're upset or just that you're needing some kind of comfort for some reason. Do you think stuff like that plays into that? Like those things that we have a hard time letting go of or forming those good habits?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And we've been talking about this too, you and I, just in different times that we've been meeting together. But what there is, obviously, our fight is not against flesh and blood, and it's not against food. Like, there's a real enemy out there, and it's not food, and it's not your husband. It's not your kid. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and lie about everything and accuse you. So he is the one that's like whispering, especially what you do in secret, right? That's another clue. What you do in the unseen, what you're hidden, you're hiding, what you're doing in secret, or someone were to come in the room, would you be like, you know, that's me. Like, you know, I don't want people to see that I'm actually eating this. And so when we look at that, that is a spiritual battle. And we call those familiar spirits. Familiar spirits want you to be wrapped up in your sin. They're familiar enough with you and your habits and your sin habits that they make it tempting and tantalizing. Oh, nobody's going to, it doesn't matter. You're not hurting anybody else. You know, but it really is hurting you, and it is hurting other people. Because how do you respond when you do some, when you, like, say you're trying to cut down on sugar and you know, binge or something like that, you feel bad about yourself and you take it out on the people that you love the most.
Yeah.
You know, even though it has nothing to do with that, you're projecting how you feel about yourself. You're trying to make them feel bad because you feel bad. And you're not doing it consciously. It's just a result of that sin nature, right? So when you look at familiar spirits and how they entrap you, they're the same whispers that you're hearing, the lies. They're also the same one that then turn around and accuse you after you've already done it.
That is a good point.
They're the same, just to keep you stuck in that cycle and that stronghold and that tide, so you don't go to the Lord for comfort. And so once those strongholds lose their power, they don't, you know, like what Jesus said, he's like, I have to go because I don't have anything in common. Like, he defeated the enemy through the 40-day fast in the wilderness. He didn't have anything in common with him, right? We can do the same through our struggles, being like breaking that stronghold and those lies that we've believed. And I'll tell you a story about my daughter in just a minute. And they go generationally too. So sometimes the things that you're dealing with have nothing to do with you. It's because the person that was in the generation before you didn't step in the gap and break the stronghold. So it got passed on. And those familiar spirits are generational as well. But he defeated the enemy. He's like, I have to go. I have nothing in common. So you can do the same thing when you break free from that stronghold and those lies. You're like, I have nothing in common with you anymore. Like, sugar does not have that stronghold over me. Like, you can break those. But my daughter, who's 8 now, she was 4 when we went on a retreat, my husband and I, to California. And we live in Wisconsin, so it takes quite a while to get there. We flew, but we were there for a week, and I left my daughter with a very trusted friend. She's super nice, super organized. Like, I knew she would be the perfect one. Our daughter was 4 at the time, and then our baby was 1. And my daughter didn't understand that night when they were eating supper, like, we couldn't just come and pick her up. You know, we were already in California. And so she decided in her mind that, and the lady had made chili. She was eating her chili. It's just so crazy how this works. Okay. So my daughter refused to eat dinner. She refused to eat the next day. She took control over what she couldn't control by controlling her food and choosing not to eat.
Wow.
And by Wednesday, so we left on a Sunday. By Wednesday, she was like sick because she wasn't eating. My friend thought she was like had the flu or something. But she figured it out. And she's like, I think she's doing this to herself. Like, I think she's just so stressed out and controlling this situation, trying to control the situation. So our daycare lady had to go pick her up. Between my daycare lady and my in-laws, they kept her until that, you know, Saturday, I think, when we came up back. But from that point forward, she, everywhere she'd go, she'd ask if she could bring her own food. She's wow. like, can you make a lunch and can I bring my own food? Even to daycare, where it was a trusted place that she used to go. And she did this for like a year. And I just like knowing what it was, and that was what was keeping her safe in her mind, was that she had her own food with her. Like, I literally had to make her lunch. I pay a daycare lady who includes food, but I had to make her own lunch so that she could go. And then it would be like, mm-hmm. if we were going somewhere, well, are you going to stay? Well, are we eating there? And so there was all this stuff that was being formulated around food, because at that moment when she realized we weren't coming back, she was eating. Didn't matter what she was eating. She just happened to be eating at that moment that she realized my parents aren't coming back.
Wow.
You know, so there was a lie that she believed that my parents aren't coming back. And then it started twisting and turning these lies around her relationship. Mm. And so once I discovered inner healing, and there's a book by Jennifer Toledo, it's called Eyes That See and Ears That Hear. And it's a children's curriculum. It's like a 6-week helping them hear God's voice and what the enemy's voice sounds like, what your voice sounds like, and then taking them through inner healing and different ways of connecting with the Lord. But we were able to break that. And so much so that she was able to go on a sleepover, and she called me from the sleepover and was like, Mom, you know that thing that when I would get nervous and I would go to people's houses and I would like have to bring my own food? She's like, it's totally gone. She's like, I'm totally fine. And so it's just amazing for even kids, you know, to walk them through that. And they can be healing too.
I love that, because what we're talking about now as adults is because nobody stepped in when we were younger to know that certain things would cause us to have these blocks. And I'm not like trying to like put down parents or adults or anything, but I mean, it's just the truth. I mean, a lot of adults don't know, like, I mean, kids, just their minds are like sponges. The enemy is out to destroy children. Like, and so it makes sense that, you know, these little things like what you were talking about with food and how she kind of just related, my parents aren't coming back. I don't know. I love that you're stepping in with them at this age. That way, maybe when they're our age, they won't be trying to like still fight these things that are happening. So that is awesome.
And I think, well, any parents, like, just let yourself off the hook, right? Because we don't know what we don't know.
Yes.
And the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't care how old your kids are. I mean, it does it in the womb before they're even born.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just the fact of the matter is that it's a spiritual battle, and the enemy will take something as simple as a thought of my parent. You know, you think, oh, I'm just going on vacation. My kid's fine. I did my part. I trust my friend. You know, but her little heart sitting there realized my parents aren't coming back, and doesn't have any grasp of time as a 4-year-old of like how long a week is, you know, and just took that lie. And then he's like, oh, perfect. Took that lie.
Yeah.
Wrapped around her relationship with food. And he was like that for, a good year. And I didn't know that there were tools I could use to help her through that. Otherwise I would have done it sooner.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But once I learned, and it kept coming up, I mean, it had gotten more sporadic, and she had been able to do a sleepover or two, but she would get stomach aches. She would get so nervous. She would physically, my tummy hurts, I need to go home. Or the person would think that she's going to get sick. I'm like, no, she's just really stressed out because we left her this one. We left her, you know? And so that is what had eventually then completely been healed and gone away, because the Lord came in, completely healed it, showed her, you know, as we're just to kind of give you a little exercise, we go back into the memory, you know, it's like, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to heal my heart. First of all, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to heal my heart. We go back into that memory. She's laying there with her eyes closed. She's visualizing. I'm like, okay, where are you in the room? I'm laying on the bed. I'm like, okay, can you see Jesus anywhere with you? Yep, he's right over here. I'm like, okay, what does he look like? And so we spend some time connecting. And then we ask Jesus, what is the lie I believed? What is the truth you want to show me? I walk her through repentance. I repent for believing the lie. And then we have her receive the truth and anything else the Lord wants to show her. He saw there was a son and a heart and her name was written in it. Like the coolest things.
Yeah.
In the and he's like a fun guy. Like I take work pretty seriously. Responsibility is one of my top five strengths. And so I'm always like, I need to get this done. Plus homeschooling and four kids, you know, it's like I tend to be very task focused. Mm-hmm. And my kids are playing outside. And during one of my inner healing sessions, I'm seeing my kids playing outside. And I'm like, it makes me happy that they're playing outside, but I'm kind of sad because I want to go play with them. Like, go play with them. Like, go play. Like, that's something he tells me in my sessions a lot, is like, go play. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'll work on that.
That's awesome. And I think that's like why these, I love that this, we're kind of in this age of like women working from home and like, you know, just, I don't know, but because this is why these types of connections are important, because I guarantee there's going to be somebody in this group who's a mom who is like, oh, wow, I've noticed a disconnect between my child and their food. And so now it's, like you were saying, like what people don't know, they don't know. What moms don't, I mean, there's like, I want to be a mom. And sometimes I'm like, when I like hear stories, I'm like, why do I want to be a mom? It's so much responsibility. I mean, there's so much that parents have to know and to like try to help with, you know, guiding their kids. And so this is just such a great opportunity for a mom to like, if they recognize something's going on with their kid, to know, oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe there was something that triggered this emotion or this bad, you know, emotion with food. And so for that mom, how would you point them? What direction would you point them if there's a mom going, oh my gosh, I'm going through that right now. I didn't know that it could be something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would say pay attention to, like, first of all, there's usually a trauma, and trauma can mean anything, right? Trauma to a child could be their dog dying, and which is, you know, a big deal. Yeah. Trauma, parents splitting up, right? Something happening at school, not feeling like they're in control of their own choices, or, you know, anything could be a trauma. So it usually starts with a trauma, which gives the enemy a foothold to be able to have that lie. Mm-hmm. Right. And then they start to believe the lie, and that's when their behavior starts to change. And so I would just pay attention to that pattern. But also I would say that book by Jennifer Toledo, Eyes That See and Ears That Hear, it's an amazing curriculum just to help them build a connection with the Lord. You're going to learn stuff through that process, doing it with them. They're going to feel more connected to you and trust you, I think, especially in this day and age. And that's why we choose to homeschool, because our older two, our 18 and 16 year old, were not homeschooled. And we, like, starting in kindergarten, when they go to school, you start to split apart, whether you realize it or not. And it happens pretty rapidly, I feel, nowadays, because 8 hours a day, they're away from you. Mm-hmm. They're not forming that connection and that bond. And I feel like we see such a difference in the fruit in our younger children by homeschooling and being able to be that influential person. I know not everybody can homeschool. But I even have people that they work full time, but they still coordinate it. They coordinate the homeschool. They find, you know, a grandparent or something where their child is with them throughout the day. It just gives you more time to spend with your kids, you know? And then they start to, it is normal for your children, like 11 or 12, to start looking to peers to, you know, model. And like that tends to be their main influences then, is those peer groups. We saw this happening in age 5 and 6 as soon as we sent them to school. And so learning what we learned, we knew we wanted to do things differently with the next batch. Okay. So we, luckily we got to do it again. Right. And still it's not going to be perfect. And, you know, anyone's like, oh, I'm, you know, I have to be a perfect parent. Absolutely not. Right. Yeah. Like even Jesus' parents lost him for 3 days. So let's just head out there. You don't have to, you know, have everything figured out, but yeah, I would say having your child develop a relationship with Jesus is like the best thing that you could do. And that is my recommendation, is that book.
Love that. I love that. Well, first of all, is there anything else that you would want to share in regards to that topic? Because I really want to get into like what you are doing now as a coach and how you help people, and tell us a little bit about your business. But if there's anything else you want to share about the other stuff, let me know and we can talk about it too.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Okay,
I'm sure I'll think of something as we go.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do as a business and how you are helping women and people, because I there's so much more other than, I mean, the inner healing is fantastic, but there's other stuff that I know that you do.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share. So, I have actually been on a natural health journey for the past 16 years because our second born would cry all the time throughout the night. Like, she literally only slept 45 minutes and she wouldn't gradually wake up. She'd wake up screaming. And she did that for her first 15 months. So, she had some issues going on that we had no idea what it was. And so, again, this was 16 years ago. We found out by the time she was age 3 that she was gluten intolerant. And so, our world just completely shifted because suddenly now we had to learn how to cook. Like, back then, you couldn't just buy gluten-free bread, like, unless you wanted to spend $12 a loaf, which I know it's kind of expensive nowadays too, but there's so much more available. You had to make your own bread, right? You had to, and there was a couple other food intolerances she had, like eggs. We had to use duck eggs instead of regular, so we had to find someone that had ducks, or let's see, tomatoes, pineapple, dairy. So she had quite a few sensitivities, and we had to do an elimination diet, and then slowly start bringing things back in. Gluten is still at the age 16, she is making her own choices and she does get sick when she has gluten. But that is her journey to figure out now, right? But I, as her mom, had to research like crazy, advocate for her at school. Like, no, she can't just have a little, like, and look at everything she was putting in on and around her. And so that was our like natural health journey. We started looking at We just started having to read every single label, which caused us to read every label across the board and really pay attention to what we were putting in on and around us, like, home cleaners, toxic cleaners, vaccinations. I know that's a touchy subject, but that is something that we have steered clear from because of what is in them. And so that is something that would have affected my child had I not done my research and been able to advocate with her. She would have been labeled as ADHD, 88. ADHD, is that right? ADHD? Okay. There's so many like different acronyms. Because when she would have gluten, she didn't have a pause. She would just react and like act out behaviorally. She probably would have been diagnosed with IBS because hers was bowel related as well. And so some people manifest with the gluten intolerance more like an arthritic, like joint pain, like rheumatoid arthritis, they'd probably be labeled as. And so really paying attention to what we put in on and around us was how our health journey started 16 years ago. And then I worked at the nutrition and chiropractic clinic. That's when I started getting into more holistic and looking at like root causes versus the symptoms. Our symptoms are great because they give us clues. They like leave clues for us, but that's not the end all be all. That's not what we're trying to like cover up. We're trying to look at, okay, what is this puzzle of these symptoms that they're showing us? Because we can look underneath that and look at the root cause. And so that's when at the nutrition and chiropractic clinic, I just learned so much. I helped co-create and run their weight loss program, which was really super effective, except for the people that had emotional eating issues like me, where physically it was great, but then emotionally, you go back to the same habits and behaviors again. So that was, let's see, when I was working there about 10 years ago, I was introduced to an essential oil company that had pure essential oils. Essential oils are awesome because they don't have to go through the digestive tract or system in order to work. They go directly into the bloodstream. So I was able to help a lot of people with an alternative form of health that we not only like address the symptom, right? People always want that like right away fix. And so that essential oils are great for that, but they can do so much more when you have the proper building blocks in place. And I was able to work with people nutritionally and kind of look at, usually there's either a deficiency or a toxicity, and we work with both, with what I do in the work in that, kind of holistic area with essential oils. And I've been doing that for 9 years. More recently, as of last year, because I was like trying to figure out like my calling, my purpose. I'm like, God, please don't make it about weight. Like, please don't make, don't make me talk about my weight issue for the last like 30 years. Like, please, I just don't want to. And it ended up being that, right? Of course. And so when I had that inner healing experience last spring of 2021, I'm like, okay, this is it. Like, this is the missing piece. And so I was able to take the physical portion of what I used to do at the clinic to help people lose weight. It's a 40-day guided fast and detox, and partner that with inner healing. And I actually use a faith-based biblical, like, food freedom curriculum. So we actually work body, spirit, and soul, like the renewing of the mind, inner healing, the fasting for 40 days. And so it's just been tremendous for helping women get breakthrough, not only shedding the weight physically, but as they're shedding that weight physically, because it's happening rapidly, their mind is like, oh, this isn't who I am. Like, oh, I don't really have a weight problem. There's something else underneath there. And I was just doing that because that was the only way I knew how to like fix, even though it was never a fix, right? It was a false comfort. It was a counterfeit comfort, a counterfeit solution. It worked in the interim to help you kind of physically and emotionally feel that sense of calm. But it always, it's like a credit card, right? And you always get that bill and then it comes and you're like, oh, how am I going to pay this down? Well, it's like that physically with our weight too.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, and so you have a workshop coming up pretty soon. So tell the ladies about that and like how they can be a part of that and just anything else that you would like to share with that. Because one of the things that we're going to be giving away something awesome. But we're also going to be part of that giveaway is directing them to your group. And so I want, and it's specifically for this. So I want them to know a little bit about that, what you're going to be doing soon. Yay.
Yeah. I'd love to share. So, it's a food freedom workshop and it's, what is it? February 20th. Let me look.
It's coming up.
February 20th, which is a Sunday. It's going to be 7:30 PM Central Time. And that's going to be on Zoom. I'm going to try and broadcast it into the Facebook group if I can get my Zoom to connect this time around. But it's about an hour long. We're going to spend an hour just kind of going over scripture. I'm going to talk about the three mistakes people make when trying to lose weight. And then I'm going to talk about the four signs of emotional eating. And we're just kind of get down to the framework of my program, which is the Biblical Weight Loss Blueprint, and how I help people just kind of merge these three things together, right? Body, spirit, soul. I don't want to, like, yeah, we can focus just on the physical, but if we aren't looking at the spirit and the soul piece, there's going to be that disconnect and you're just going to go right back into what was easier because that's what you've always done and that's what you've always known to do. And so we're going to spend an hour. I'm going to have a couple ladies that I'm working with now come in and share their experience throughout the program and what they've been just amazing. I won't spill the beans now.
Yeah, they've been doing awesome.
Super proud of them and the progress that they're making and how God is just working through their lives in this season. And that is going to be happening, yes, in the Facebook group. And so I don't have the information up yet, but it will be posted soon. I'm going to do a Facebook Live in my group on Monday, and that's when I'll get the link up to register for the workshop. But for now, you're welcome to join the Facebook group. It's the Biblical Weight Loss Blueprint Facebook group. And yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I think it's important to join that group is because, even if it's just for the encouragement, I mean, because especially the ladies that are going through your program right now, I mean, like they posted some of their results recently and I was like, wow. And, you know, and I know like they were like, I don't know, there's not much of a difference. And I'm thinking there is a huge difference. Like I can see like how hard they've been working. You can see it. And so I think even just if somebody is trying to get healthy, it's a good encouragement. Cause I know that they encouraged me. I was just like blown away. And so, yeah, so I'm glad that we're going to be inviting y'all into the Facebook group and I guess we can go on ahead and talk about the gift away and how they can be a part of that. And so first, Heidi, if you want to tell them a little bit about that inner healing session and what that is, and then I'll introduce how they can be a enter into it, the giveaway.
Yes. So do I get to say what it is?
Yes, go for it.
So Crystal is gifting away a free inner healing session. And so this is we allow an hour for this. I'm facilitating. Whoever wins is going to be receiving. And there's absolutely no agenda whatsoever other than just creating a safe space for you to meet with the Lord during that session. If you want to bring anything into that session that you've been struggling with recently that you're like, I know I want to ask him about this. We can certainly bring that up during your session, but also we have an intercessor, a trained intercessor present to be with us to cover the session in prayer. They're going to be praying all throughout your session so that you feel covered. And that if they have anything to share with you at the end, if they hear anything from the Lord, saw anything, they're going to share that at the end of your session with you. And I don't know if it's appropriate or if I should share that they can actually listen to some live inner healing sessions on
Beloved
podcast. Yeah. So if you go to Cover Beloved and wherever you listen to your podcast and scroll through, you'll see some live inner healing sessions and you can just kind of get a taste and feel for what that could be like for you. Every session's different. And so, yeah. And he never doesn't show up. So it's awesome.
And I'm making a note to myself to put a link to your podcast once we're done. So that way, if anybody wants to follow along on Heidi's podcast, you can. I follow it. It's amazing. So go and listen in. I did want to ask before I tell the ladies how they can enter. I wanted to ask you now, if somebody just wants to work on health, but maybe their focus necessarily isn't weight, is that something that like they could still be a part of that, the weight loss blueprint, or even like your group? Is it just based on if they want to lose weight?
Yeah, the Biblical Weight Loss Blueprint Facebook group is really a support community of women. It is like a movement of inner healing and looking at the emotional connection with food. So I think what I share in there is valuable. Obviously, the discussion is open for everybody. But what mainly people will get out of that group is if they're participating in the Biblical Weight Loss Blueprint. And typically the people that join that program have 20 to 30 pounds to lose. They've kind of struggled their whole life. They know there's an emotional eating component to their weight struggle and their struggle with food, but they just can't quite put their finger on it to get it resolved. And they want to, you know, they've tried pretty much every way to lose weight and it's kind of been their thing, right? Their thorn in their side for a while. And that, typically is the 20 to 30 pounds is what we see the people with the most connection to this group and this program. I do actually have women that have even upwards of 100 pounds to lose. And so they just repeat the program and they stay in the group. But the group is open to everybody. You know, if you join the group and end up like, oh, this isn't a good fit, no hard feelings, you know, maybe you know someone that this is a good fit for.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But it is open to everyone.
Awesome. Okay, well, so now y'all know what the gift away is. It's an inner healing session. And I think that is important. One of the reasons why I wanted to offer that in here is because I know on my journey of fertility and trying to grow our family, there has definitely been a block in that alone, which also, you know, brings in the health aspect and those things that even keep me from being healthy for that. And so I just know even on my personal journey, I mean, that's a big deal to not be able to bring children into the world. I mean, that's huge. And so these things that are blocking us from life and from what God has called us to do, I mean, it's a big deal. Even if there's somebody in here that, you know, wants to be healthier, to play and run with their kids, I mean, that's a big deal if you're not able to be active with your children. And so I just know, I see the importance of and the value of what Heidi is putting out into the world. And I really think that these inner healing sessions are amazing. And And so if you do enter this and you can't and you don't win, but you're like, man, I really need that, I'll also post a link to her website where you can purchase an inner healing session from her, because it's definitely something that's worth, I think, putting yourself out there for. And it does, it requires us to take a deep breath and say, I'm going to do this, and put myself out there, you know, to get this healing, because I think sometimes fear stops us, which is probably another thing we would need inner healing for. okay, guys. So how you can enter is two things. I would like for you to join Heidi's Facebook group. Actually, there's going to be three ways. I just thought of it just now. Join her Facebook group. I'm going to post the link when we're done with this to her Facebook group. So you get one entry that way. And then if you want to invite people into her group, people that you know are looking for a way to get healthy. You know, we talked a lot about inner healing and physical healing. And so invite those ladies into this group. And so each person you invite, that's an entry. And then I'm also going to link the YouTube video on here. I don't have like a huge YouTube channel or anything, but you're more than welcome to invite people into this group to look at the video. I just want this video to be easily accessed. So you can either invite them into this group, but share the video also and just tag me. Even if you invite somebody into my group and tag them, just tag me under a video of this. That is another way that you'll get entry, whether it's tagging them in the group to this video that's going live or sharing the YouTube channel and tagging me. So those are your three ways. I will do a post so that way if I'm confusing anybody, all the steps will be there. And then, yeah, just feel free to invite away. That group is amazing. It's inspirational. And so I would love to have as many of y'all in there as possible. Okay. Is there anything else, Heidi? We have gone almost an hour.
So. I can't even believe it. Oh my goodness. No. I mean, I just thank you, Crystal, for inviting me into your group, for trusting me. And you guys, Crystal is like amazing at all things social media. She's been such a gift to me. She's probably like, oh, Heidi, you need so much help. Like, she just has the best ideas, and she really easily had a grasp on what I was looking for in the group and the voice I wanted to share. And so I just want to thank you, Crystal, for all that you've been doing to help support me. You're such a light, and you have such a beautiful heart, and I love everything that you share. Like, we work so well together. So
we do. It's been a delight to work with you, and it's been amazing just to be connected with you. I mean, even just thank you for coming in and sharing into my group, because it's, you know, I don't take that lightly at all, because not only are you sharing into this group, but now we're inviting people into this community, into your group. And so that's huge to be able to trust one another. And so thank you for being a part of this. Okay. And I'm going to read one comment on here. Caitlin talked about homeschooling, and then we'll let you go because it's been quite a long time. Caitlin talks about, I can attest to this as a mom, homeschooling and homemaking and running a business. It's often a challenge, but so infinitely worth it every single day for me and the kids. So much more peace of mind and not having to do damage control from stuff at school. And so much more edifying and teaching God's word. Oh, I love that. That is so true. You and I have talked about this, Heidi, and Caitlin and I have certainly gotten into that conversation. So thank you, Caitlin, for hopefully encouraging other mamas to homeschool, because it's definitely a good thing in this day and age. So, okay. Well, anything else, Heidi? And then I will let you go, because I've been holding you for a while here.
This is great. Happy Friday, everybody. I don't know where you're from, but stay warm. Here in Wisconsin, we're at 13 degrees, which is better than negative.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I will make sure to pop up all those links under this video. Bye, you guys.
It's such a pleasure. Hope to see you guys in the group. Bye.
Yes. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith And find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.